Let's talk about response and how it actually feels in your body as a generator type in human design. As a reminder, if you're a generator type, you are either a generator or a manifesting generator. Your strategy is to respond to things that are happening outside of you. And I know we have talked a lot about this on the podcast, but, and still in readings, even with human design practitioners, they will come in and they're like, this is my dirty little secret. I don't know how my sacral feels. I don't know how I actually respond to things. So I'm going to walk you through in this episode a massive response that I am having in my body over the last few days so that you can kind of track with me how it might feel in your body. Now, your sacral will respond differently than my sacral will respond. Your sacral will respond based on the energy that is defined or alive running off of your sacral center. So I have the 3457, the 3410. What else do I have? I have 14. It is my conscious earth. I have 27. It is my core wound. It is also my conscious mercury. What else do I have running off my sacral? I wish I had my chart in front of me right now. Oh, the 4629. The 4629, my favorite channel. So your sacral will respond based on the energies that are defined, alive, consistent, broadcasting from it. The channels that make you either your type or your authority are the most important channels in your design. So you always want to be looking at those energies and understanding that that's how your response is actually going to feel in your body. So take, for example, my 3457, archetype of power, boom, in the moment, laser sharp intuition, just there. 3410, it's going to be about being convicted, a conviction. I have to do this because it's right for me. I know this is right. If it's wrong for me, there's no way. It's just not going to be there with the 3410. And then the 4629, baby. 4629 is all about, do I have the energy for this experience? The full experience, not the little wee bit, not the first part, but the full on experience of this, because 4629 is experiential. 4629 understands that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. 4629, if you have this channel defined in your design and you get into something, you say yes to the wrong thing, you're kind of screwed because you're not getting out of it anytime soon. It is devotion and commitment to the full experience. So a few days ago, I was presented with an opportunity. I got an email and I'm like, ooh, that sounds juicy. My sacral was like, yes, let's do this. Now, I'm an emotional authority in human design, so I knew I had to slow my roll a little bit. But I started the conversation with this person who had invited me to the collaboration, and we moved it over to WhatsApp. Both this person and I have channels in our design that make verbal processing a thing. So we moved it over there. And in the email, we were talking about one little thing. And then in the WhatsApp conversation, we were talking about a big project. And I was excited about it. But I thought, no, Vicky, there's always a little voice inside of me with my emotional authority. When I go to respond to something, like to actually give someone my response to something, there's often a little voice that says, wait until the morning, sleep on it. So that's what I did. And in the morning, what came through was, actually, there's a plan C. We had looked at plan A in the email, plan B in the WhatsApp, and I'm like, wait, there's a plan C here. So I sent back this plan C, and it's the perfect thing, which is great. And now the response mechanism starts again from my sacral. So now I'm in the middle of planning this workshop, and I'm writing the copy for the emails that they'll send out. I'm writing the copy for the Facebook posts and all of those things. And my sacral is responding every step of the way. I'm working with ChatGPT. I throw in all of my ideas, all of my framework that I want the workshop to work through, all of the points that I want to hit in my copy. And then it spits it back to me and I respond again. And I'm telling you, I feel this in my body and you will too. But the trouble is that we're conditioned out of this very, very early in life. My grandson is 2. He is a generator type and he actually answers from his body all the time. I love watching my grandkid, the unconditioned parts of them that can just show up as them. His response is uh-huh or uh-uh, naturally. And yours was too, and mine was too. But we weren't allowed to respond from our bodies. And over the course of our lives, we have learned to override it. We override our sacrals with logic. We override our sacrals with making a pros and cons list. with analyzing something to death, all sorts of versions of the same problem. Not allowing your body to do what it's here to do. And your body, if you are a generator, a manifesting generator, is here to respond. And it doesn't respond just once. It's not final. So let's say that someone is splenic. You're not going to be splenic if you're a generator or a manifesting generator. But let's say that someone is splenic. That spleen is going to speak once. In my design, my spleen, my sacral, and my emotional solar plexus are all defined. So I'm going to get my spleen. It's going to be boom. It's going to speak quick. And then I'm going to have my sacral speak. And then my emotional authority takes time. But my sacral will continue to speak. It will continue to pull me towards something. It will continue to feel juicy. A lot of times you'll hear it in the human design space spoken to as lit up, lit up. I did a panel discussion with manifesting generators and almost all of them said they feel it like butterflies. My very favorite word to describe my sacral response is juicy because that's exactly how it feels. And you want to be juicy for your life because we're not here for a very long time. So you want to be juicy every minute that you can be juicy. And your sacral is the guidepost that will lead you to the juicy life that you're here to have. So how do you get to this point of really knowing your sacral intimately? The most basic thing that you can do, and I think that it's something that is so easy that people dismiss it, and so they don't bother. If you've not ever read the book, The Slight Edge, that is going to be a recommendation that I give you probably many times, because he talks about, it's Jeff Olson, and he talks about how the things that are easy to do are just as easy not to do. So we don't do them. And I feel like this is a trap that a lot of generator types fall into with their sacral, is that they don't bother with the little thing to tone it. The best thing that you can do for your sacral is to ask yourself and be asked yes or no questions. Now, I don't know about you, but I talk to myself inside my head all day long. All day long. So when I'm talking to myself, I say things. If I catch myself in the, oh, would I like to do this or would I like to do that? Or maybe I could go here, or maybe I could go there. Whoa, slow your roll. Do you want to go to town? Do you want to work at the cafe? Do you want to go with Andrea to this place? One thing at a time is what your sacral needs. And let me tell you, this is another thing. The same 2-year-old grandson who is a generator type, whose mom is very human design informed, still falls into the pattern of giving him choices because it is so ingrained in us to do so. And it's harder for him to answer. It's harder for you to answer when you're given a choice. You just want one yes or no question. And anyone in your life that you can.
Sometimes you need to get away from everything in your life so that you can hear your own voice. The world is super duper noisy. The online space is crazy. And it can be really hard to find your voice. Maybe you've been finding your voice, but it's still stuck under that lump in your throat. I am knee deep in Human Design Lakeside Retreats this summer, and I would love to invite you to join me. If you're ready to push through with love that lump in your throat and actually fulfill your mission on the planet, then this retreat is for you. You can choose a private or a shared retreat, and you have me on your business and your human design for the entirety of your stay. Check it out at the link in the show notes.
Trained to do that for you, that's a gift. And then the other thing is to really feel into your body when you're faced with a decision. Allow your gut to speak, because you have probably been told over your entire life that you need to sleep on it, that you can't make a rash decision, that, you know, I mean, people love to say, go with your gut. Go with your gut, go with your gut, go with your gut. But they don't really mean it. They don't really mean it, because they say that and then they still tell you, you got to sleep on it, or you got to take your time, or it doesn't make sense, or whatever the case may be. But for you, my friend, as a generator, a manifesting generator, go with your gut. And if you have emotional authority, go with your gut every step of the way. Your job, if you're an emotional authority, which is 50% of the population, which is me, is to feel your way through decisions, not to think your way through decisions. And as a generator type, part of the feeling that you're going to have is going to come through your sacral. So you feel into that and you ask your sacral all along the way, yes or no questions, and you feel it light up or not. And that's your indicator. It's not the emotional authority as its own island. It's the emotional authority through your sacral. I am loving being lit up for this opportunity that I have been offered. And I'm going to follow my sacral all the way that it takes me. And when it doesn't feel juicy anymore, I'm going to be done with it. And that is the rub and the gift for a generator type, because we have a lot of conditioning around quitting things. But we're actually designed to quit when we're done. When is enough enough? So I would love to hear from you. You can always reach me on IG. You can send me a quick little voice note, not a 15-minute voice note, a quick little voice note. And let me know if this resonated with you. I'm super easy to find online. I'll put my speak pipe in the comments or in the show notes here as well for you, because I really do love to have these conversations around human design. And I find it so interesting that the parts that are most innate to us are the parts that are most conditioned out of us, and that even human design practitioners struggle with this. So if you're struggling to really get a handle on what your sacral is saying, just know that you're not alone.